Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and I am once again very excited to give you another author interview. This week, I spoke with author Kelly Garrett. Her debut novel is out. It's called Hollywood Homicide, and this book is so much fun. Let me give you the description from the back of the book. Dana Anderson doesn't set out to solve a murder. All the semi-famous, mega-broke actress wants is to help her parents keep their house. So after witnessing a deadly hit-and-run, she pursues the 15 grand reward. But Dana soon finds herself doing a full-on investigation, wanting more than just money. She wants justice for the victim. She chases down leads at paparazzi hotspots, celeb homes, and movie premieres, loving every second of it, until someone tries to kill her. And there are no second takes in real life. So, that is Hollywood Homicide. It is the first of three books being planned for this series, a Detective by Day series. And it's, as the description says, it's a mystery. It is one of those fun mysteries where the main character isn't a detective. You know, as it said, she is an actress. She was a commercial spokeswoman, and we'll hear more about that when I speak with Kelly. And she is unemployed, and she's trying to find work, and she kind of stumbles across this opportunity to solve a mystery and get the reward money if she calls in the tip line. She has absolutely no idea what she's doing, and yet she is determined to solve this murder. She's determined to eventually not only solve the murder but get justice for the victim. She becomes emotionally invested in the murder, even though she didn't know the victim personally. And it's just this story of her kind of stumbling through this investigation and trying to figure it out. And in the meantime, we get this kind of inside look at Hollywood. She is a retired actress. She's no longer acting. Her friend and roommate is wanting to be famous. She's kind of in that reality kind of portion, you know, famous for being famous. That's what she wants to do. There's another friend who was a child actor, and her twin sister still acts, but she doesn't. So that's an interesting dynamic. And then their friend Omari just got a series on CBS. And Kelly talks more about this in the interview, but you get these different insights into Hollywood and what it's like. So I thought that was really fun. It's a different world than the one I live in, obviously, but the story itself it's full of heart, it's full of humor, it is full of these great characters that you enjoy. I'm excited that there's two more books, because that means that I will get to know these characters better. I will get to find out what happens next in their lives. If you listen to the podcast before, you know that I'm the type of person that wants an epilogue that gives you every detail that happens to every character for the next 30 years or 50 years or until they die, really. I just want to know. And so I'm excited that I'm going to get to re-enter this world and get to know these characters even better. I'm intrigued to see where the second book takes us and how Dana's going to continue with this investigative nature a career that she's kind of set herself on, and where that's going to go and what she's going to learn, etc. So probably enough from me. I really enjoyed the book, but I also really want you to hear from the author herself. So here is my interview with author Kelly Garrett. Hi, Kelly. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. How are you?
I'm good, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So as we get started, I would love for my listeners just to get to know you a little bit. Whatever you feel comfortable sharing would be great.
Okay. Well, how far back do you want to go?
From birth. Go ahead. No.
So basically, Hollywood Homicide is my first book, but I have been writing professionally for over 15 years. I was a magazine editor, then I left that and went to film school at USC and got my master's in writing for screen and television. So then I spent a few years working in television. I wrote on a TV show called Cold Case. I did some developing. And about 5 years ago, I just realized that, Hollywood's not the most secure job market. So I moved back to New Jersey, which is my home state. And so now I work in communications for a media company and I write books.
And talk a little bit about how it's different to write books than the writing you've done in the past.
Okay, do you want to talk like maybe I'll do television.
Okay, yeah.
So with television, it's what they call a writer's room. And a writer's room is basically it's a conference room and about 10 or so writers who are on the staff for the show. They just sit in the room and they eat snacks and they just discuss literally from 9 to 5 what happens in that week's episode.
Okay.
And they figure out when I say every plot beat, they figure out every plot beat. And once after that week is done and they have the plot, usually it's written on a whiteboard at a good place, one writer will go off and write it. And then the next week they do the next episode. So it's so funny. I always think it's hysterical that I guess it's the same with magazines and books too, but so many man hours go into creating a television show. You have the writers, and then you have shooting it, and you have people who work on costumes and everything else. And the show's like what, 30 minutes, a half hour, what, an hour, And so people like dismiss it like right away, like, oh, that was a good episode or that sucked. But literally, people work so hard on it.
Right.
So
Oh, wow.
TV is such a collaborative process. Then you have obviously, writing just books, you're pretty much by yourself, banging your head against the wall, hoping it turns out well. So, I mean, the good thing with a book is it's more your vision. With television, it's more the vision of what they call the showrunner, who's the head writer and basically the boss of the TV show. And also the network, like CBS will have notes and things like that as well.
Right.
So,
So do you miss that collaboration?
when I'm stressed out, I do, but to me, I rather write my vision. I think, and I always like joke with other stuff too, even with my job now, it's not my vision. So if you want to have edits and changes and stuff, I don't care. I don't care because it's not my vision. It's help serving your vision. But with my book, this is, I feel like my baby, my vision. So I'm probably also a lot more sensitive. Like I don't read my reviews at all. So sensitive to it because it's my baby and my vision. So,
Yes.
but I
Okay.
mean, on the flip side, though, I think I did learn a lot from television. Like, Hollywood Homicide, it's very plot oriented, and I think it's because my background in TV, it's such so much about the plot, and I think also with dialogue, I think I'm pretty good with dialogue, and that's again because of my background with television. So.
And the setting for, it's Hollywood Homicide, so obviously it takes place in Hollywood, and the setting is Dana, the main character, is a retired actress, and there are other actresses, so you obviously were able to draw on some of your experience working in that world.
I always say with Hollywood, for every Tom Cruise, there are probably 1,000 people who also came to LA and tried to make it and did not. And so my Hollywood Homicide is not about the Tom Cruises. It's about everyone else, And with with my main characters, I have five main characters who are in every book, but four of them were in different stages of fame. Dana used to be famous. Her contract didn't get renewed for a commercial. She was a commercial spokesperson. Like imagine like the lady who does Popeye's fried chicken. Like she was that, and then she gets her contract doesn't get renewed. She basically gets fired and she can't find another job. So she's kind of she was famous once upon a time. She has her best friend and roommate Sienna, who isn't famous but desperately wants to be famous. Like her whole goal in life is to figure out how to be famous. But not even acting famous. It's kind of like more of a reality. Like people who are famous just for being famous.
Yes.
That's kind of Sienna's goal, just to be famous for being herself. Her other best friend, Emmy, was the inspiration behind Emmy is that imagine the Olsen twins after Full House. And if, let's say, Mary Kate wanted to keep acting and Ashley didn't,
Right.
You know, Ashley hated it, never wanted to do it again.
That's exactly what I thought about when you talked about their childhood.
So Mary Kate becomes like the biggest star in the world, and Ashley can't leave her house without people thinking she's Mary Kate and making oh, she's skinnier on TV. Oh, she's pretty, you know, things like that. And then the final character is Dana's love interest, Omari, who just got booked on a CBS TV show. So he's starting his fame. So those are the four elements of fame I wanted to kind of cover with my main characters.
That gives you a bit of an introduction to the story and the characters, and I do have to interrupt here for a quick commercial break. As always, we'll be taking our first break of the podcast, but when we come back, we'll be speaking more about the next couple of books in the series and what might be happening and how the writing process is going for Kelly, so stay tuned and we will be right back.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. Guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Book Review Podcast. As I mentioned before the break, Kelly is going to talk a little bit now about the other books in the series. There is a planned 3 books, so we get 2 more books, and let's hear what she has to say about that. As we've mentioned, Hollywood Homicide is the first in a series, so how are you envisioning this? Do you have a number in mind, or do you have kind of a time frame in mind?
I have a 3-book deal, and so the second book will be called Hollywood Ending, and that comes out next summer. And I just turned that in July, and then I'm trying to figure out what to write for book 3, which will be out in 2019. I don't have a title. I don't have an idea. So
okay,
pray for me, guys.
Yeah, no pressure there, right?
Exactly. That's the other thing, Sarah. That's so interesting is that when you write the first book, You hope, you know, I hope an ideal world, this book sells and people will read it. You know, it's kind of like you're in a vacuum. But with the second book, I was writing it and I'm like, someone's definitely going to read this. You know, it might just be my mom, but someone is definitely going to read this book. And when you have a first draft, it sucks. It's horrible. You know? So like writing this draft and it was so bad and thinking like, oh my God, someone's going to read like this. I can't, you know? So it's a different experience writing book 2. People claim that the second book's actually the hardest to write. They say book 3 is easier. So let's hope that that's the case for me.
Let's hope that turns out that way. Yeah.
Yes. Fingers crossed for me, guys. But they always say book 2 is the hardest to write.
I bet.
Once you've published, so.
Yeah. So it's turned in and you're in the editing process now?
I'm waiting for edits, so hopefully I'll get them soon and we'll see what happens.
You've told us a little bit about some of the characters for Hollywood Homicide. Talk a little bit about the plot and, you know, what happens in this book.
So Dana is broke at the moment. She's retired from acting. She's kind of lost, trying to figure out what to do with her life. And her parents, who are from Augusta, Georgia, are about to lose their house, which kind of puts more pressure on her to try to get some money. And so she's, I think, at a gas station, and she looks up and she says, and this is actually what they have in LA. They have billboards saying, oh, we're looking for information on a murder, $15,000 reward. So Dana sees this billboard and she realizes that she actually drove by this hit and run accident. And her initial idea is, oh, if I can just remember the car, I can tell the police, get the $15,000 reward, and help my family save their house. And of course, that's how it starts. And then of course she gets deeper and deeper into it. And like, you know, she's chasing after bad guys and doing all this undercover stuff. But that's the initial idea for the book.
Right.
That she just wants to get $15,000 to help save her family.
And I love how she's just so excited every time she gets any kind of clue, she calls the tip line, and she has this almost relationship with the tip line operator.
That I just feel like I think if like, you and me, we were trying to solve a murder for some random reason, I would be excited. Oh, I'm actually decent at this.
Exactly. Wow. I figured something out. Yeah,
exactly. Go me.
Right. Right. But she just that tip line operator gets more tips from Dana than.
Yeah, I think at one point she's like she like runs down all the tips that Dana gave her. And of course, it's a mystery. So half the tips, probably most of the tips are wrong, but she literally like runs them down. She's like, first you thought this person, then you thought this person, now you think this person.
Exactly. We've talked a little bit about your time in Hollywood, so I know about that. But are there other autobiographical elements in either the story or the characters?
I think when I wrote the book, I was in transition. You know, I knew I didn't want to be in Hollywood anymore, but I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do next. And so when I got the idea for the book, I was in transition. So I think a lot of my ambivalence, my apathy about Hollywood, I think kind of comes into Dana, you know, and I have a love-hate relationship with it even 5 years later with Hollywood. And so I think Dana definitely has this love-hate relationship that's definitely straight up me putting how I felt in a book at that time. So
okay. There's a phrase that keeps coming up in the book, control your peanut butter. Where did that come from?
The actual phrase or why I did it?
Either one.
Okay. So the actual phrase is from a Calvin and Hobbes comic strip.
Oh, really?
Yes. And the reason behind it was that I knew when I was writing it, I wanted Dana to kind of feel a connection to Haley Joseph, who's the victim.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of books, you know, they know the victim or you meet the victim in a lot of amateur detective novels before they die. In my book, the book starts with Haley already being dead. So we don't ever get to meet her. So I wanted to find a way for Dana to connect to Haley, you know, and to kind of be driven to help her, not just for the money, but also because she really wants justice for someone she thinks is a really cool person. And so I struggled so much with how to do that. And then I decided like, maybe Haley has some great life advice, because when Dana hears this advice, it's not even about the case. It's more about her personal life, you know? And so I was like searching for days for the best quote advice that Haley uses. And then I came across the Calvin and Hobbes control your peanut butter. And I was like, oh, that's it right there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I love Calvin and Hobbes. I will have to look that one up.
Yeah. You should. It's there. I've seen it. So
yeah. Talk about your writing process. So you said you work in communication, so you clearly have, you know, other things happening besides writing. So what's your writing schedule? Do you have a favorite place to write?
I'm that writer who hates writing. So literally it's like once I've exhausted every other possibility, things to do, I write. And it's interesting because on one hand, I tend to write better when I'm not thinking about it. Like I commute to New York every day, so I'm on the train a lot. I walk in the city a lot to work. And so I might be composing scenes or thinking of dialogue as I'm walking, you know, and then I'll just like the notes app on iPhone, I'll just put notes app. I'll do the notes app and then email myself. So I tend to get a lot of inspiration when I'm doing other things. But when it comes down to actually writing, I wish like it's usually me in bed, like in my pajamas with my laptop on my lap and just finally writing at night. So I wish I had a better schedule, but that's what I do. You know, that works for me. I'm definitely in awe of the writers who like get up every day. Like there's a 5 a.m. writers club on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
I could never do it, but I'm always I'm impressed with those people who get up every day at 5 a.m. and write before the sun comes up.
I get up at 5 a.m. and I can maybe get in the shower. That's about the extent of
I can roll over.
Do you read a lot?
Not recently, but I do. I'm a big mystery reader. Mm-hmm. And at this point, it's honestly all I read. And so I like Janet Ivanovich, Stephanie Plum series. I love Kinsey Millhone by Sue Grafton. I love Spencer. I think Ace Atkins is doing such a great job with the Spencer series now that Robert Parker passed away. So I do. I love a lot of first-person mystery novels, whether it's PI or police detective or amateur detective. And I love, like, if they're a little bit sarcastic. You know, I think you can kind of probably see that with Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I basically wrote the book I wanted to read. So, I do read a lot, though. Okay. I haven't recently because of the deadline with the book and some other things.
Right.
And the book launch, that was a lot of time. So, but I'm trying to get back into just reading for pleasure.
Yes.
Again.
I so love hearing authors talk about the other authors that they
Tired
love to read.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what do Stephanie Plum and Dana Anderson have in common? Well, maybe not, but you're about to find out. So let's get back to the interview. I actually thought of Stephanie Plum and Janet Ivanovich at the beginning of this book simply because Dana is broke, and so yeah. She kind of stumbles. In that way, it's a little bit similar to how Stephanie Plum gets into her line of work, but, you know, so...
I would just the fact that people think about that, it makes me so happy because I can remember the first time I saw a Janet Ivanovich book in the bookstore. It was, mind you, I'm aging myself, but I think Three to Get Deadly had just come out. Mm-hmm. And so I remember just seeing it. I was like, what is this book? And I'm from New Jersey and Stephanie Plum is from New Jersey.
Yes, she is.
You know, and so I used to love and still do just going to the bookstore and looking in the mystery section and just finding new books, you know, new series.
Mm-hmm.
And I always start with the first one. So I got to read, you know, one for the money, then two for the dough. And so I just think they're so funny. You know, mm-hmm. it's such a trying to write that. It's so hard. It's that thin line of making murder funny, making bad, you know, which it should be sad things funny. It's hard, and she just does such an amazing job doing it, you know, where you're just laughing so hard.
Right.
So
yeah, I think the cast of crazy secondary characters has a lot to do with that.
Yeah, it helps. Like Lulu is my favorite.
Yeah, I love her.
I have a crush on Ranger for sure.
I think everyone does a little bit.
I'm sorry, Joe, but I like Ranger.
I know, because he's unattainable. But moving on from that, where can people find you on social media?
I am everywhere. My Facebook is, I think, Kelly Garrett Author. And then both my Twitter and Instagram are Kelly Kell, which is KellyKell. And then I have a website, kellygarrett.com. And then I also blog with five other super talented mystery writers who all write amateur detective novels. And it's called chicksonthecase.com. And we blog every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So please check it out. Comment, say hello. So
cool. And this book has been out for a while, but do you have anything coming up where people could see you, or, you know, do you have any events coming up, I guess is what I'm asking?
I do. So I'll be in Rhode Island at Books on the Square on the last weekend of September, so September 30th. And then I will be at a Barnes & Noble in Morris Plains at the end of October. So I need to put these all on my website. I'm like the worst when it comes to trying to promote myself. I need to put all this stuff on my website, but I will be a couple of places on the East Coast over the next couple of months. So
okay. Any chance you're coming to the West Coast anytime?
You know, it's so hard because I have a day job.
Right.
And I only get 2 weeks off of work.
Right.
And so it's trying to figure out the best way to use those 10 days. And so I would love to come to the West Coast, but I literally don't have the days. This is my glamorous author life, guys, is that I can't go anywhere because I don't have time off work. So,
and you'd probably actually like a little bit of vacation if you had the time, right?
Exactly. It's just like, and I feel like I had to take a couple of days off for trying to actually get the deadline of book two done. So
right.
That I'm like, I'd rather get the book done than do other stuff. So,
well, and we as readers appreciate that. Is there anything else that you'd like to know that you'd like people to know about your books?
If you like amateur detective novels, hopefully you'll like it. It doesn't, you know what cozy novels are, right?
Cozy novels? I'm not sure I've heard of that.
Okay, so cozy novels are amateur detective novels, and it's usually, right now, cozy novels today, it's a set formula of a woman comes back to her hometown, her small hometown from like a big city, usually not in shame, but just running from like an ex or a bad experience. And she comes back to her hometown. Of course, she encounters the crazy characters in her hometown and obviously a murder. But there's also always a trade like, oh, it's the cupcakes. You know, she makes cupcakes and there's recipes for cupcakes.
Right. Okay.
It's like a teddy bear one. She works a teddy bear, you know, so there's always some interesting. And usually there's animals like cats and dogs in it. And so it's a very set formula and it has a huge audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought my book was a cozy because it's amateur detective, but it's actually not a cozy. Like at Barnes & Noble, if you go to Barnes & Noble, it's not in the cozy section. It's just in regular mysteries.
Okay.
But people who are cozy readers, even though I don't have a dog or cat in it, they like it.
You know? Okay.
So if you are a cozy reader, please try the book. You might, you know, even though there's no animals or recipes, hopefully you'll still enjoy it.
Right.
So.
Okay. I actually know that formula. I just didn't realize it had a name. I learned something new today. Thank you.
It's called Cozy Mysteries. So.
Nice. So yes, readers, if you are looking for a cozy mystery, don't turn down the Detective by Day series just because it has no animals or recipes.
I know. It's interesting because I'm not a big animal person, period. So it never even occurred to me to put an animal in the book.
Well, I don't know. Dana's lifestyle doesn't really seem to lend itself to.
No, she'd be like the worst. She could have a cat, maybe. But
maybe.
She'd be like the worst dog owner.
Maybe she could have a gerbil.
Yeah, something. That's what Stephanie Plum has. She's like,
oh, yeah, that's right. A hamster.
I wonder if that's why Janet Ivanovich gave her a gerbil. Like, oh, she needs an animal. Let's do a gerbil.
Right. And then she added Bob the dog later.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Bob's at Joe's house, though.
Yeah. We could just sit and talk about Janet Ivanovich for an hour. But
that should be your next podcast. Kelly and Sarah discuss Janet Ivanovich.
I love it. well, on that note, I really want to thank you for your time. I love talking to you. Anything I've forgotten to ask you?
No, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it as well. So.
You're welcome. And good luck with the next, you know, the editing and the writing of the third book.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. As always, I want to thank my guest, author Kelly Garrett, who wrote Hollywood Homicide, this first in a trilogy of a Detective by Day mystery series. I'm so excited to read the next two books. If you are a mystery fan or if you are a fan of cozy novels, which was something that I learned about, I'm so excited to learn new things. I love learning new phrases, new words for things. That just makes me excited because I'm a total book nerd. So if you're a fan of mysteries, if you're a fan of cozy novels, if you're a fan just of fun books in general, check out Hollywood Homicide. And then when the second one comes out, you'll definitely want to pick that one up as well. So thank you once again to Kelly Garrett for joining me in this interview. And thank you, as always, for joining me to listen to another author interview. I hope you have as much fun listening to them as I do recording them, because I really, really love meeting new authors and talking to them about their work. As always, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, any app that you use for your mobile device. And you can follow us on social media, GSMC Book Review. We're on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and I would love to hear from you. So hope you have a great week. I hope you're reading something awesome. And if you are reading something awesome, or if you're not reading something awesome, go find yourself something awesome and get lost in a good book. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.